ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण महाराज So, I was told that today I have to give the class on Chula Jaya. There is no verse from the board, but Chula Bhagavatam. We just speak about Krishna's very special pastimes of Chula Jaya. The Sanskrit word for pastimes is Leela. Leela means wishful acting. Krishna, just in order to derive pleasure, Krishna acts. Krishna doesn't need to act. But he just acts. Just like Krishna doesn't need to come from the material being. Because just as the king doesn't need to go to the prison, the supreme personality of Godhead, the king of kings, doesn't need to come to the prison house of his deity. But still Krishna comes. He doesn't need to come, but he comes. He comes one way to benefit the living entities, those who are conditioned in this material being. And another reason why he comes is to perform his pastime and derive his pleasure. So, generally, Krishna comes to this material nature for paritrana sadhana, vinashaya purusha. That is the main reason why Krishna comes, generally. In his different incarnations. But his original identity, in his Swayam Rupa, when Krishna comes and displays his Vrindavan pastimes, those pastimes are very, very special. And those pastimes can be very, very bewildering to a person who is not properly guided by a bona fide spirit. Therefore, to properly understand Krishna's pastime, one has to be properly guided by Krishna's bona fide representative, who knows the purpose of this. Who knows the inner purpose, inner meaning, inner mood, inner feeling of Krishna. Why he does it? So we discuss about now Chula Jatra is a very special pastime of Krishna in Vrindavan. Chula means the swing. Krishna's swinging pastime. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, swings in a chula. This pastime takes place in this month of Shravan. These 2 months of Shravan and Bhadra are the monsoon time. Shravan begins from the middle of July and goes on till the middle of August. And in this month, this particular Chula Jatra is. And in the ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada introduced or established these pastimes to start from the Ekadasi, goes on for 5 days and ends in the Purnima. That is the appearance day of Balaram. So, in India also it's a custom that the married women go to their parents' house in this month, Shravan. The married women go to their parents' house. Generally they stay in their in-laws' house, but during the this month, it's a custom that we go to the parents' house. So Radharani also wanted to go to her parents' house. Who is Radharani's parents? King Vrishabhanu. And Vrishabhanupur, his capital, is known commonly as Varsana. So she goes to Varsana, this one. Her brother is also the custom, the brother of the girl comes to take her to the father's house. So who is Radharani's brother? Shidam. So Shidam came and proposed to Radharani's mother-in-law. Mother-in-law is Jyotila. So at first she refused to let go. But there is so much to do, now is not the time to go to her father's house. There is so much service in the house. And so that is her nature. Jyotila means one who is very crooked. Jyotila, complex. She is very complex. And her business is to create obstacles to Radharani meeting Krishna. And she has a daughter, her name is Kutila. Kutila means one who is also very crooked. So these are the mother-in-law and daughter, sister-in-law of Rama. And now, this is another thing that can confuse many people. That, Radharani is married to somebody else. Radharani is married to Abhimanyu. Abhimanyu's mother is Jyotila and sister is Vasudeva. They are not at all in favor of Radharani. In a way, it's quite natural. Who wants his daughter-in-law to have an affair with somebody else? But these are all transcendental pastimes. Surely, who is Radharani's husband? Husband means proprietor. So marriage, the husband becomes the proprietor of his wife. Now Krishna is the supreme proprietor. So naturally Krishna is the husband of Krishna. But there is, as I said, Leela. In order to enhance the pastimes, these arrangements are made. That's why the Vrindavan pastimes is so so bewildering in many ways. Because the way Krishna deals there is very unusual. Why? Because in Vrindavan, Krishna is not acting as the Supreme Personality of God. In Vrindavan, Krishna is acting as a cowherd boy. Krishna is acting like a human being. Now, Krishna lo jotiko khela, tar moddhe noro lila, noro goku taharu shor. Of all the pastimes of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his pastimes as a human being, human-like pastime, is very, very special. Why? Because this human-like form of Krishna is Krishna's original form. Human-like form means two arms, two heads, two legs, one head. That's the form of a human being. Now it's not that Krishna is a human being. Krishna very mercifully gave the human being his form. Our forms are made of matter. And that is a replication of Krishna's transcendental form, which is Satchidananda. Krishna's form is not made out of five elements of matter. Krishna's form is Satchidananda. That is his original identity. But very mercifully Krishna has given us his original form. His form. And here, in this form, Krishna acts like a human being. Although he appears like a human being, appears to be like a human being, but he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and all his activities are extremely unusual. Putana was so terrible, a witch, a demon, that even demigods were afraid of her. And such a terrible demoness was killed by Krishna when he was only 7 days old. Which baby, 7-day-old baby, can kill someone? Now what to speak of terrible demons? Then Trinavarta, Agasura, Vakasura, these are all terrible demons. But Krishna very, very easily, effortlessly, Krishna is killed. Can you imagine this demon was so powerful that the demigods couldn't deal with him? Demigods, just by hearing their name, demigods tremble with fear. And all these demons have been controlled by Kamsa. Kamsa defeated all these demons, that's why those demons have become Kamsa's subservient. And how did this Kamsa, who killed or defeated all these demons and made them subservient, Krishna not only killed all those demons, Krishna also killed Kamsa. How? Just slapped him on the face and made his turban fly. He had a crown with turban. And he had a long hair. The Kshatriyas, you can keep long hair. And then Krishna grabbed Kamsa by his hair and dragged him. Now mind you, Kamsa tried to pull out, tried to fight with Krishna with his sword. He took his sword in his right hand and the shield on his left hand, and he was trying to fight. Krishna just one slap, and not only his turban went flying, his sword and his shield went flying also. And then Krishna grabbed him by his hair, dragged him from that podium, that high platform that was created for him, to watch the wrestling bout between Krishna and Chandra and Kushnika, and brought Kamsa to this area. And just by hitting him with his fist, killed him. Just a mere boy. So this is how Krishna displayed his unusual activity as the Supreme Person. He looks like a little boy, but his activities are not. Similarly, Krishna has another activity, that is loving exchange with the gopis. And the Goswamis, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Ramanatha Goswami, Sanjiva Goswami, they have explained the specialty of this pastime. Why this kind of relationship? Why in Vrindavan, Krishna is not married to Radharani and the other gopis? When Krishna expands himself by Vasudev in Dwarka, and the cowherd damsel of Vrindavan also expand and appear in Dwarka, there they are married. But in Vrindavan they are not married. Why? Because in loving relationship, when there is an impediment, when there is obstacle, then that love becomes more intensified. Love increases when there is an obstacle. And the love becomes joyful, more relishable. When direct relationship is not established, when the relationship is indirect. So that's why these arrangements, Krishna. Although Radharani was married to Abhimanyu, but Abhimanyu never touched. These are the information that had been given in Pura. Abhimanyu never touched. So that means these are the arrangements of divine arrangements. Who else but Krishna can touch Shrimati Radha? So there we have to understand Radharani's marriage with Abhimanyu was just an arrangement of Krishna. And then also Krishna's arrangements are perfect. There is not, when the Krishna makes the arrangement, that arrangement just by performing one act, Krishna executes innumerable different activities. For example, there is another consideration here. How all the gopis were actually married to Krishna. But they did not know that. The example is, do you remember when Brahma stole the cowherd boys? And for that 1 year, Krishna expanded himself into all those cowherds. It was in that year Krishna told Nanda Maharaj that this year is very good for young unmarried girls to get married. So Nanda Maharaj always listened to Krishna. Whatever Krishna said, just like you remember Govardhan Puja, they were doing Indra Puja, Krishna said no. No need to worship Indra, worship Govardhan. Nanda Maharaj immediately accepted. So here also, when Krishna said, this is a very good time for the unmarried girls to get married, so Nanda Maharaj said, okay, let that be. So all these girls got married, naturally, to the cowherd boys. Now who did they get married to? All those cowherd boys were actually Krishna. So they got married to Krishna. And Srila Yuga Goswami in Gopal Champu also gave a very vivid description of Radharani getting married to Krishna. Anyway, so Shri Ram came to take Srimati Radharani to the house of King Krishna, her parents. So Jyotila didn't want her to go. Then Shri Ram already brought many valuable gifts. And when he presented those gifts to Jyotila, Jyotila's heart melted, getting all the gifts. So, okay, you can take them for a second. So Radharani came to her house. She was very pleased. Naturally, when the married girls go to their father's house, they feel naturally very happy. And she was spending her time with her friend, Sakhi. And one of the pastimes they performed at that time. You see, monsoon time, you can see now it's a monsoon time. The monsoon time, after the rain, the air becomes very humid. And as a result of that, the wind doesn't blow. And it becomes very stuffy. In summertime, sometimes you get some gentle breeze. But in monsoon time, you don't get the breeze. It's very humid. So that is why it is a custom at that time to swing. Air is not blowing, but if you are moving, then you are getting naturally fanned. So that's why this custom of swinging in Shula at this time, Radharani was playing with her girlfriend that way. Now all of us are Krishna actually. Naturally, they were very happy. And Radharani was already on the jhula, so Krishna started to push the jhula. And at one point, Krishna pushed the jhula so hard that Radharani became very afraid. As if she was about to fall off the jhula. And then Krishna jumped up onto the jhula. And Radharani immediately embraced Krishna. Actually, when one is afraid, one naturally takes a shelter like that. So, Krishna was very pleased, and Krishna did that only to get Radharani to embrace him. Now, this is another thing. Now, when Radharani embraces Krishna, is there anything wrong in that? Who is Radharani? Radharani is the personification of Krishna's pleasure pool, Lata Krishna. And who is Krishna? The supreme energetic. Krishna is the energetic and Radharani is the energy. So energy belongs to the energetic. So if the energetic accepts the energy which naturally belongs to me, it's a very, very natural. So Krishna in this way got Radharani impressed. And but then Radharani became upset. Why did you do this to me? Why did you push the jhula so hard and then you came onto the jhula? And so Radharani got out of the jhula and started to complain to her friends. Look what Krishna did. He said, I am not going to go to the jhula. Lalita, you go ahead to the jhula. So then Krishna started pursuing the jhula, and then different gopis got swung in this way and Krishna sat with them and others. So that is jhula, swing festival. This festival is one of the very sweet festival of Krishna's pastime. Here, what do we get? The devotees of Krishna get a chance to sweet Radha Krishna. Generally, in that original jhula, they push the jhula from behind. But in jhula festival, we can't do that. So we sweet the jhula of the Bija Vigraha is taken. Jaya Shri Shri Radha Madhava Shri Madhava Shri Madhava. So now to go back to that consideration of many people think that these pastimes of Radha Krishna are not proper. Some people say that it's immoral. But Prabhupada explained to us that this is not a question of, there's no consideration of immorality. Rather, this is the highest form of morality. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is performing His pastimes with His pleasure, with His eternal consent. And those who get to know about those pastimes, they're very fortunate. But at the same time, there is a danger in it. Because if we are not properly, if we are not properly conversant with our understanding, if we do not properly understand who Krishna is and who Srimati Radharani is, then there is a possibility of being in major, major spiritual. If anybody thinks that Radha and Krishna are ordinary human beings, then they are being. But if we recognize that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, He is the Supreme Proprietor, so there is nothing immoral for Krishna. And another thing Prabhupada pointed out is that in the spiritual sky, there is no sex. There is no room for sex. In order to enter into spiritual life, one has to be free from sex. People think they are immoral because they think it's like a conjugal relationship between a man and a woman, which is based on sex. The spiritual sky is completely free from sex. There is no room for sex. To enter there, one has to become completely free from sex. What to speak of reaching the highest region of the spirit. Even to be in Brahma Jyoti, one has to become free from sex. Even the Mayavadi, impersonalists, not so much Mayavadi, Brahmavadi, they are also pure, unless and until one comes completely pure in heart, unless and until the soul is free from all material contamination, one cannot enter into the spirit. So, in the spiritual sky, Krishna is the supreme pure person. And Srimati Radharani is His eternal person. In order to establish that point, there is another very sweet pastime. You see, Jyotila and Kutila, they used to have various misconceptions and doubts about Krishna and Radharani's relationship. And many a times they almost witnessed it. that Radharani is meeting with Krishna. Now, as I said, right, Radharani apparently is married to Abhimanyu. So Abhimanyu's mother and sister were very upset about Radharani's relationship with Krishna. And, for example, in Nectar Devotion, there is one incident. One day, Abhimanyu, Radharani's so-called husband, had to go to a distant place. So he took leave from his leave from his mother and said, "Mother, I'm going out for a few days. I'll come back." So when Abhimanyu was gone, Krishna came, appearing as Abhimanyu. Can Krishna do that? Yes. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the greatest mystic. So he can assume any form. So he appeared as Abhimanyu. So Jyotila asked, "What happened? You left and you came back so quickly." He said, "Yes, I thought I would do it some other time. I thought I was missing you so much, mother. That's why I just came back." So Jyotila was very happy. Her son was so fond of her. And so he said, "Go inside and take rest." So he went inside the room. And in the meantime, real Abhimanyu came back. So when this Abhimanyu came back, then Jyotila asked, "Who are you?" He said, "Mother, don't you recognize? I am Abhimanyu." She said, "Yes, you are Abhimanyu." So she picked up the broom and started to beat him. So in this way, Krishna would perform his pastime. Also one day, there was a Kutila, she could hear. Radharani was talking to somebody in the room. So she thought, "Now I'm going to catch." But when she was just about to enter into the room, Krishna found out that she was coming. So Krishna just jumped out of the window and ran out. So Kutila could see that Krishna ran out of the window. And he couldn't catch him, but he saw that it was Krishna. And he was in Radharani's room. So at that time she found that in a hurry, Krishna forgot to take the flute. And the flute was lying on Radharani's bed. So she picked up the flute. Although she couldn't catch Krishna, but now she has the evidence. Now I can prove to everybody that Krishna was there. So she took the flute in one hand, and in the other hand she got hold of Radharani, brought her to the courtyard of the house, called everybody, and very elaborately and eloquently she started to describe what happened. And Radharani, with her head bending down in shame, started to shed tears. And at that time, Purnamasi, Yogamaya, came there. So Purnamasi is an elderly lady. Everyone respects her very much. She is the mother, of Sandipani Muni and grandmother of Madhu Mangala and Nandi Mukhi. So she came, she's elderly, she's a Brahmin, so naturally everyone respects her. So she came and asked, what happened? Why my Radhika is crying? And why are you all standing here around her? What happened? So Kutila started to explain to her that this is what happened. I saw Krishna running out and I saw the flute lying on the bed. And so that's why I'm just telling everybody what she had been doing. So Purnamashi started to laugh. So she was very upset, and Jatila was such a serious matter and you're laughing. Then Purnamashi said, yeah, don't you know that last night there was a shower of rains, there was a shower of fruits. And all over Vrindavan, the fruits were showered. Let me go to your room, Kutila. And they went to Kutila's room and found three fruits. Let's go to your mother's room. She went there and she found six fruits there. So in this way, although Radharani's reputation was saved, but Radharani was feeling very, very sad that everybody sustained that I am unchaste. But what to do? I can't help but becoming attracted to Krishna. So Radharani felt better in this situation and give up my life. So Krishna, as the super soul, he knew everything. He knew what was going on in Radharani's heart. So Krishna decided to do something about it. So Krishna at that time was on the lap of Mother Yashoda, and all of a sudden Krishna fainted. There was no sign of consciousness. There was no, he was not breathing. And Mother Yashoda felt all of it, that what happened to Krishna, she was in anxiety. She became so afraid. She started to cry. So others came running. So what happened? And we saw that Krishna is lying on her lap, lifeless. So it was decided that Kaviraj, Ayurvedic doctor, must be called. So at that time, what happened? One doctor just appeared, walking by the road. And they asked, are you a doctor? Actually, in the Vedic culture, by the appearance of a person, you can understand his profession. He was wearing a big turban and he had a bag of medicine. So everyone asked, are you a doctor? He said, yes. What happened? So they said, you see, there is a very serious case. Krishna, a little boy, he just fainted. It seems that he left his body. He said, doesn't matter. I can even make a dead man alive. Come, show me the patient. So he was brought into the house and saw, and it's a very serious case. But I can revive him. Also, it will be a simple affair. All I need is a chaste woman should bring a bucket full of water from Jamuna in a bucket that has 1,000 holes in it. So everyone said, how is that possible? Even if the bucket has one hole, all the water will drain out. And if the bucket has 1,000 holes, how can anybody bring it? So that is the catch. That Yes, it is unusual, but a chaste woman can do. A real chaste woman. So Mother Yashoda said, okay, I will go and get it. He said, no, no, no. If the mother gives the medicine, then it don't work. It has to be somebody else. So, different women tried all things. So, this doctor started to say, it's a serious situation. It seems that in Vrindavan, there is no chaste woman. Anyway, let me make some astrological calculation and see if there is someone. So he made some calculation and he said, yes, there are two very chaste women in Vrindavan. Everyone was very eager to hear who they are. He said, Jatila. And he said, the other one is Kutila. So Mother Yashoda immediately herself went and appealed to them that this is what happened and there has to be a chaste woman who would be able to bring a bucket full of water in a bucket with 1,000 holes in it. And this said that you are the most chaste lady in the world. So they became great now. Yes. After all, this doctor knows who is who. So they became their Kutila said, Mother, why do you take trouble? I will go and take it. They took the bucket very proudly, went to Jamuna, dipped it in the water, but as she put it out, all the water came down. Jyotila became very upset. You are a disgrace to our family. You better go commit yourself, kill yourself. You are an unjust woman. And saying that, she was cursing Kutila. She went herself to get the water. Again, all the water drained out. And now she became also very embarrassed. And they just ran away. No, before they ran away, our doctor said, let me see. No, they actually ran away. Then doctor said, let me see if there is anyone. Then he made some more calculation. He said, yes, I have come up with another name. That is Radhika. And so Mother Yashoda said, yes, I'll personally go and meet. She went, and when she told Kutila and Jatila what happened, they started to love Radha. Yes. And okay, since it's safe, you can try. So Radharani and Radharani with a very embarrassing heart, extremely embarrassed, she started to walk. She first refused to go, no, 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 not me. And everybody knows that. And Mother Yashoda said, Radhika, this is a matter of Krishna's life. You are our only hope, you are our last hope. So please come. So Radharani, on request of Mother Yashoda, came, picked up the bucket, went to the river, with a pounding heart, she dipped it in the water. And as she pulled out, not a single drop. She brought the water there. The doctor took the water, chanted some mantra, and sprinkled it on Krishna's body, and Krishna came back. So in this way, Krishna established that Srimati Radharani is the most chaste of all. Because she can't think of anyone but Krishna. She wouldn't even open her eyes before she got the opportunity. So in this way, in our scriptures, it has been so wonderfully, Radharani's glory has been established. Maharajas, do you have some comments? Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj is a storehouse of wonderful Vrindavan pastimes.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, we're just taking a few drops of nectar from the great cloud of Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj. But one time during that Shravan period, Shravana, when Srimati Radharani was there in Narshana with her parents and brother and sister, she was meeting with Krishna, she and the other gopis, meeting with Krishna on top of the hills there. There are five hills there. The family palace is on the main hill. Next hill there is, today there's the Jaipur temple, another big temple. And next to it is another temple called Dungar, the place of tax collecting and charity giving pastimes. So they were there, having pastimes, swinging pastimes. There's a big jhulan there even now. And there was a relative of Lalita's from Unchigaon, which is nearby, a few kilometers away, to the west perhaps. There was a relative. And this gentleman and his family, they were living there. And they were very poor. But the gentleman's daughter was of marriageable age. And he had to get her married. But the tradition is that the father of the bride has to pay for the wedding. And he was too poor, so he didn't know what to do. So someone suggested, go over to Darshana and look around among the hills, because Krishna goes there. Krishna is often found there in those hills, and he is the son of the king of Raja, and he's very rich. So go and ask him for some money, some wealth, and then in that way you can have a nice wedding for your daughter. So the devotee, the person went over there and he was looking around, and sure enough, there at Dungar, he found Krishna with Radharani and the gopis. And he asked Krishna, please, I need some wealth so I can make the wedding of my daughter. And Krishna said, no problem. I will give you the most valuable thing I have. And he gave Srimati Radharani. She is the most valuable thing I have. You can take her. So Radharani cried, because she was separated from Krishna. The Brahmin cried because, he said, up till now I had just one daughter I had to get married. Now I've got two. So this is terrible. So they were crying. And Krishna said, all right. 1 minute. And he adapted, he transformed the swing into a balancing scale where you put something on one side and then some weights on the other side like this. And then when it balances, you know the weight of the item on the one side. He put Radharani on one side, and on the other side he manifested gold and jewels to the same weight as Radharani. And then he gave that poor man the gold and jewels and took Radharani back. So Radharani was happy to be reunited with Krishna. The poor man was happy now. He could make a fantastic wedding for his daughter, which he did. And as they say, they all lived happily ever after. And then Radha and Krishna swung on the jeweler, because it was a big jeweler, big swing. And this is also part of Jula Yatra in the month of Shravan. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Maharaj. Okay, so we take the class. Thank you very much. All glory is to Srila Prabhupada. Go with me, Madam.